Because how else do you get hair on your balls?
Puberty.
I was about to say this. I'm like, who's going to tell him?
Dude, although I cannot drink the draft, that's the one I cannot drink. It's just, whew. Good evening or good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Tommy, as you all know, and I am here with Josh and Shane.
Hello.
I wanted to do a special episode because the reason I wasn't on the last episode, and I don't know if y'all talked about it or not, I had a death in the family. It was very sudden, and we were all just kind of, I guess for lack of a better word, just like in shock, really. And I wanted to do an episode to pay tribute to Jimmy. He was my father-in-law, and I like to say like he was like a second father, because he was somebody that I looked up to and I wanted to make proud, even though I'd only known him for like going on 6 years. But he had a huge impact in my life. And it's tough to, you know, to think, you know, I don't know how to put it into words because I still can't even process thinking about it. But he was a big fan of the show. He loved listening to the podcast. He was a truck driver, and he would drive when he was driving all over the country. He would listen, and you know, he loved it. He was big into Bigfoot, and he was big into pretty much anything we dealt with. He thought it was all cool, and you know, we would have talks about it. But Paige mentioned to me that he was really, really into Bigfoot. And I wanted to do a special show dedicated to Jimmy Jones, or Bear, as a lot of people called him. You know, he will be missed, so this show's dedicated to you, Jimmy. So let's get started. And that probably all sounded cheesy, and I'm sorry. Or not that good, but but let's get started. So we all know about Bigfoot. I mean, out of all the cryptids, he's probably the most famous cryptid, right? Like everybody's heard of Bigfoot or a version of Bigfoot, you know, from, you know, the skunk ape to the Yeti to, you know, all different types. But I wanted to dive deep into kind of the history of Bigfoot and to understand like where some of the stories really come from. And I wound up in Native American folklore, and that really stuck out to me as just something that's been around for, and in some cases, like I'll get to in a little bit, of pictographs that essentially show like pictures of Bigfoot, or at least our understanding of what Bigfoot is. And they date back anywhere from 500 to 1,000 years. And then a lot of like what Native Americans believed, some of it makes a lot of sense to what we hear nowadays dealing with Bigfoot, like him raiding campsites and stuff like that, stealing food, to stuff that I've never heard of and never really even considered. Let's jump into just, you know, the common reference of Bigfoot. What is Bigfoot? You know, he's a large, hairy, human-like, mystical creature. Alleged mystical creature is what I'm going to say. By some that inhabit the forests of North America and mostly in the Pacific Northwest. Now, Bigfoot is featured in both American and Canadian folklore and has grown in popularity since the mid-20th century. enthusiasts of Bigfoot, such as those within the pseudoscience of cryptozoology, have offered various forms of dubious, as these people like to put it, evidence to prove Bigfoot's existence. Of course, anything from photos, videos, audio recording, hair samples, casts of large footprints. And of course, a lot of the scientific community says it's just misidentification and hoaxes rather than an actual Bigfoot. There are different types of Bigfoot, and I'm going to list off just a couple because there are so many. So, of course, you have the Bigfoot or the Sasquatch that we know of, the Almas, the Yeti, Yowie, which is in Australia. You have the skunk ape in what's considered the southern part of America, and the Uraui. I mispronounced that. You guys might know it as the card on in, what was that game, Inscription? But today, I found, of course, a lot of the oldest accounts being of Bigfoot, in North America at least, in the Tule River. And that's where the pictographs are. So, but let's get on to the tape, because everybody knows about the tape, right? The famous tape. So in 1958, Jerry Cruz, he was a bulldozer operator for a logging company in Humboldt County, California, discovered a set of large footprints deep within the mud. And of course, he made claims of that, and then a bunch of his guys, you know. Did I not bring up the tape? Hang on.
Do, 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 do.
His co-workers showed interest in it. Now, these footprints, they were sunk deep within the mud in the Six Rivers National Park. Now, let us fast forward, because I had to find it, to 1967 in Northern California. So this subject, of course, has been debunked supposedly several times. Now, the footage was filmed alongside Bluff Creek. It's on the Six Rivers National Park. That's why I wanted to bring up the 1958. They saw the footprints in Six Rivers. He recorded it on October 20th, 1967. Now, of course, a lot of people believe it could have been somebody in a costume or, you know, maybe even an escaped gorilla for some reason. But that's up for debate a little bit later on what we think about the tape. On to what I found that's more interesting is the Hairy Man, which is a name associated with Bigfoot within the Native American tribes. At a place on Tule River, like I said, with the pictographs, there is a like rock shelter. And painted on the walls and the ceiling of the shelter are pictographs that include paintings of a male, female, and a child Bigfoot known as the Family, a coyote known as Coyote Eating the Moon, a beaver, bear, frog, caterpillar, centipede, humans, eagles, condors, lizards, and various lines, circles, and other geometric designs. So the paintings are all in red, black, and white. There is one painting of just a Bigfoot or a hairy man by himself, and he's crying. A lot of people ask, you know, what's up? You know, what's up with the big, you know, this hairy man crying? And they said it's part of the story is it's sad. He's sad. And I was like, well, that's sad that, you know, Bigfoot's sad. Never thought I'd say that. And I will read you the story. These were all oral stories told through the tribes. They have been told in different time periods and was finally written down around 1993, around there. And this is one of the legends. It's called How People Are Made. So, all the birds and animals of the mountains went to Hishnu to make people. Eagle, chief of all the animals, asked each animal how they wanted people to be. Each animal took a turn and said what they had to say. Fish said, "People should know how to swim, like me, so let them be able to hold their breath and swim very deep." Hummingbird said, "People should be fast, like me, so let them have good feet and endurance." Eagle said, "People should be wise, wiser than me, so people will help animals and take care of the earth." Turtle said, "People should be able to protect themselves like me. So let's give them courage and strength. Lizard said people should have fingers like me so that people can make baskets, bows, and arrows. Owl said people should be good hunters like me, so give them knowledge and cunning. Condor said people should be different from us, so give them hair, not feathers or fur, to keep warm. Then Coyote said, people should be just like me, because I am smart and tricky, so have them walk on all fours. Herring Man, who had not said anything yet, shook his head and said, no, people should walk on two legs like me. All the other animals agreed with Herring Man, and Coyote became very angry. He challenged Herring Man to a race, and they agreed whoever won could decide how people should walk. They gathered at the waterfall below Honshu to begin the race. Coyote started and took a shortcut. Herring Man was wiser than Coyote and knew that Coyote would cheat to win, and people would have to walk on all fours. So Herring Man stayed behind and helped Eagle, Condor, and the others to make people. They went back to the rock and drew people on two legs on the ground. The animals breathed on them, and people came out of the ground. Herring Man was very pleased and went to people, but when they saw Herring Man, they were scared and ran away. That made Herring Man sad. When Coyote came back and saw what they had done, he was very angry and drew himself on the rock, eating the moon. He is called Su-Su-Na. All the other animals drew their pictures on the rock as well, so people would remember them. Herring Man was sad because people were afraid of him, so he drew himself sad. That is why Herring Man's picture is crying to this day. That is how people were made. So, you know, it kind of ties into that story and all the pictures on the rock. Now, here's one of Herring Man, and it's called Stealing Food. In the old days, women learned never to leave their acorn meal unattended. They would spend all day pounding on the big rocks near the river, making the acorn meal, and then take it down to the river to leach it. They would then leave it in the sun to dry, but they would come back and it would be gone. They would find big footprints in the sand where they left the meal, and they would know that Herring Man took it. He likes Native American food and knows to wait until the acorn is leached of its bitterness before taking it. We always wondered if he liked the sound of women pounding acorns and knew when to come and get food. The tale of Herring Man is not just native to that part of California. Up in Alaska, the Uraule translates to Herring Man as well. And there are tales, at least in the southern part, where they say the Herring Man, if you go outside at night, the Herring Man will take you and eat you. There's another tale of Ureuri, are actually children that got lost in the woods and transformed into the Ureuri. And then you got this one character called Sloth Man, which I plan to do a whole episode on itself because it's like a ninja Bigfoot, guys.
It's an odd name for a ninja.
Right? That's what Paige was telling me because she found it and she's like, oh my goodness, you gotta check this out. And I'm like, oh wow. So like apparently it scared off a whole town in the 40s. So
nice.
But so in the northern part of Alaska and the southern part are different as far as their Herring Man goes. Their Herring Man in the southern is more aggressive and mean, whereas the one up north is more docile. So now it could be contributed, like we have bonobos and chimps are very close together, but chimps are more aggressive. And it's also believed because they have more testosterone because they got bigger balls than they should. And it's an evolutionary trait, but that's to be decided. So, but that's about what I got as far as the Herring Man. And we can touch on. I got some more stuff to dig through if y'all got questions or anything.
Well, first things first. Not nearly as long as I thought it would be.
No, I figured I'd chop it up. So
those 12 pages went quick.
I mean, I have pictures I can show you. One does look like a penis, though, for real.
Listen, let me catch my breath. For this next part, you really want to subscribe to our Patreon to see what we're talking about. Thanks.
He's so excited to show his penis picture.
What does that look like?
Yeah, with hands.
That's Mama Hairy Man.
Oh.
Or Mother Hairy Man, I think.
Yeah. Oh, I see it says it down there.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you have I think that's baby.
That's a penguin.
That's
it does look like a penguin. Or he's got like a bit of a fro, hairy man with a fro.
Oh yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe he was trying to be different. You know? Mm. So, what else? And then, of course, there's the hairy man that's crying.
Oh, dear.
Good Lord. That's terrifying.
So.
I did like that story, the story of how people are made.
Yeah.
That was good. I actually enjoyed that.
Yeah, there are other stories in there. I just didn't want to, you know. They didn't completely mention them or anything, and I was like, yeah, you know. So, but yeah, I just found it interesting, you know, like Native Americans going back 500,000, maybe even further than that, you know, talking about a hairy man. So.
Yep. I wonder how he learned to be blurry. I'm never going to get off that.
Well, there's that one video of him taking a poop.
That's true. That was pretty clear.
That was pretty clear.
That recent one? Well, that was just like last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was like last year. Yeah. Granted, I'm sure he was just like hiding because the foliage around him was the same, you know, as like color as him. But it just really looked like he was walking. It's like, yep, got to poop, and then just squatted down. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. You had mentioned, yeah, this is, you know, the most popular cryptid, pretty much, right?
Yeah.
You went through a lot of the names, but I mean, obviously, there's even more worldwide.
If I listed every name, it'd probably be like 30 minutes of just.
But because of that, I always found it wild that there's still people that are like. No, they don't exist. Like, literally every country has seen the same creature.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. Again, I think it's because now, if they are the missing link, as, you know, a lot of cryptozoologists believe, they probably adapted to stay away from us because we're just horrible people in general, you know.
We made them cry. Right at the beginning.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. We were fine with the other animals, but that hairy dude.
Yeah. Terrible first impressions, man. You know? They really stick.
Yeah. But, I mean, even still, you know, we find all different types of creatures every year. We find a new species of something, you know? And I just think people just don't want to believe because we haven't definitively found it. If that makes sense.
I guess it's kind of like, what is that mythical water creature that turned out to be real? A narwhal?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, for the longest time, everybody's like, they're not real. And then finally someone, I don't know, caught it. I don't know what they did, but.
Which kills me about calling like cryptozoology, like pseudoscience in a way, because technically if like you didn't know narwhals existed and you're hunting for it, right? And you're like, I think they exist. A whale with a huge unicorn horn or whatever, you know, and everybody doesn't believe you. And then you find it. Doesn't that put validity to like that study in a way? Like giant squids. Nobody thought giant squids were real. And then boom, we found them. You know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they're real. So,
jeez.
All right, so maybe I'm behind. I thought they just proved narwhals were real in our lifetime, but nah, that was back in like the late 1700s. I don't know where I've been.
I wasn't thinking like our lifetime. I was thinking like around the 1800s.
All I knew is it was a long time ago. I had no idea when.
All right. Well, I just got the memo. So it was like 2007.
Yeah, well. But I think giant squids they found. When did they find that? Was that like. I think that was around this century. Like, or at least last century, I guess you could say. I want to say about the 60s or 70s, somewhere around there.
Yeah. This is a hard subject for me because I already have my mind 100% made up.
Oh, I already know. I already know what you got.
Talking about everybody has their version of the Yeti. I think, Shane, you had mentioned it earlier, something. The Yeti that was in America, but Tommy said a different Yeti. And just a second ago, what was your Yeti, Shane, you were talking about? Before we started, this was before Tommy even got on the.
The abominable snowman.
Yeah.
So and then, he was in the Himalayan mountains, which right. It's funny. That's why this stuff gets so confusing. So like Bigfoot, abominable snowman are nicknames for Sasquatch and Yeti, but then they all go off on their own direction and. The whole abominable snowman was all because of a mistranslation.
Yeah.
Like the local people there in the Himalayas, they found him and called him a Meto Kongmi. And Kongmi translates to snowman, and Meto means man bear. Mm. And then when a British dude like translated it in 1921, he took man bear and made it filthy. So it became, you know, the abominable snowman. But he's supposed to be the man bear snowman.
Oh, nice. Could you imagine if he ran around with a pig? He would be man bear pig.
Oh, man, Al Gore would be on it.
But it's funny. So snowman just being in the mountains. But you were talking about this hairy man, very similar to man bear. I mean, it's just different descriptions.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
I know, looking into the Yeti a little bit, like he was described as having like darker hair than what we would think with a Yeti, right? Like him having white hair is what we all know when we see it through, you know, movies and television. That's what he has. But according to legend, like it has, at least the Russian account of it is, where's it at? I'm not going to pronounce the Russian name for it, but it was in Siberia and described as 6 to 7 foot tall and covered in dark hair. Mm-hmm. So
do y'all think that like the white hair depiction of that, of the abominable snowman or the Yeti or whatever is due to like frozen fur?
That's a possibility. Yeah.
Yeah. Very possible.
Cause every one of them's like in cold, like Siberia, like it's cold there. Like, freezing temperatures a lot of times, and I wonder if that's why they're white like that, or depicted as white, because it's crazy. I've never every Yeti or so or abominable snowman that we've talked about or I've seen has been white. I've never seen a dark haired one.
Could definitely be the snow. Could also be just evolutionary, you know, camouflage. And it actually is white hair.
Yeah. See, that's what I thought. Kind of like the polar bear. Because I think a polar bear is actually black. His skin is black, if I'm not mistaken.
No. I don't know. I'm not Googling a hairless bear again. That terrified the crap out of me. So
Tommy's scared of bald bears.
Reminds me of the Oguai.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of, I know you guys are watching Fallout, but when the Oguai comes out and dude just runs away, he's like, fuck, 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 fuck. My wife looked at me. She's like, I've seen you do that, playing that game before. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah,
you run from the old one. At least in the beginning.
Like, he had power armor, too. Like, yeah, I mean, when you start off and you first meet it, you don't have power armor. You're just like, ah, crap.
You know? I'm out.
I'm waiting. I'm waiting for Deathclaws.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if they'll be in this season, but they got to be in at least the next season.
Oh, yeah. I got to build up to those.
Yeah. So, but I did tell Paige, I am kind of upset about the Fallout game or TV series. You know, as a super fan of Fallout, I have to say that there's no graphical glitches. And no one's falling through the map. People aren't just walking on chairs. You start a conversation, they're not just walking away, you know, and then forget they talk to you.
I was getting ready to argue with you because I'm like, man, this show's spot on. Like, what did Tommy find? But that's legit.
Yeah. They must not have talked too much to Bethesda when they made this.
No, that is probably the best adaptation of a video game to at least a television show I have ever seen. Though I haven't watched The Last of Us yet, so
I heard that was supposed to be good. I haven't watched either one of them yet. I had planned on watching Fallout tonight, though. Fallout tonight.
Which Last of Us was really good, but I'd never played the game, so I have nothing to compare that to.
Man, you should, because the games are really good. Especially the first one.
Yeah. Second one's kind of, I don't know.
It's good, but not as good. Just,
yeah, it's a little more draggy for some reason, you know.
But big feats?
Yeah, big feats.
Oh, so back to the bears, you know, we're talking about the different fur and stuff. Actually, bears are a perfect comparison. You know, you talked about the polar bear, but then we have black bears, grizzly bears, panda bears. I'm sure there's more that I'm not thinking of. But they all are the same, but they adapted to their different environment, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that's all we're seeing. If the Sasquatches weren't genetically engineered and just evolved, you know, I think that's why we would see, because even the swamp ape you mentioned, Tommy, like he's not aquatic, but he's learned how to swim and live in, you know, swamps and water.
Yeah.
I think as far back as the stories seem to go, what Tommy said, you know, thousands and thousands of years would have been plenty of time for it to evolve, even if it was genetically made, you know, in my opinion, if it was made, not man-made, but obviously we talk about aliens making them.
Yeah.
But it would have been plenty of time for them to evolve in some way, especially for camouflage.
Yeah.
Man, what if? So that story where the hairy man, right? Hairy man was part of creation of humans. What if that story was passed down and that was in the spaceship, right? And the animals were different breeds of aliens, you know, your reptilians, your grays, your whatever the bird ones are, the avians, and they all paired together to create humans.
Yeah.
And then they created him. The human's like, and ran away. And Hairy Man was supposed to be the alien that was going to stay here and protect humanity. So that's why they're all over the place and hiding. Mm-hmm. So new twist, they created us with their other aliens. They're actually an intelligent being, and they have spent their years hiding and protecting us.
I can see that. That makes a lot of sense. Because, I mean, we've talked about it 1,000 times. We are the oddballs on this planet. I don't care how you shape it. We are the oddballs on this planet. Yep. Nothing else communicates like we do.
I mean, earlier I was taking a drink of a root beer, and it went down, you know, the wrong tube, as people like to say.
Yeah.
And I coughed it up. And Paige was like, you know, it's funny, that's an evolutionary thing we developed, because we developed vocal cords. So we can't really just, like, eat or drink and talk at the same time, because the risk of it going down into our lungs. But they're like, like apes and other relatives that are close to us can still like drink and make noise at the same time because they're not using vocal cords in a way or something like that.
Wow.
I probably butchered that. And she's probably like, that's not exactly what I said. So. But she's smarter.
I think
than
we
me,
understand.
So
yeah.
Yeah. So she's like 1,000 times smarter than me. So
they don't choke. It's impossible for them to choke.
Okay, I said that it's impossible.
Oh, she's in there listening and correcting him right now. What the fuck?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is juicy stuff. You should join the Patreon.
She's still going.
No, she stopped.
That was good. That was perfect timing.
He's like, I can't say anything.
Yeah.
Well, I told Josh he was smarter than me.
I hope all that's in the recording so I can hear it.
It might be on my side.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I guess that does make a lot of sense. Because we realistically, especially nowadays, don't have the need to do that.
Mm-mm.
Be able to sound off and drink something and eat something at the same time.
Now I'm going to change that. I'm going to start practicing talking while I'm swallowing stuff.
Shane's going to fucking drown. We're all gathered here today because... yeah.
Nope, that didn't work.
He's like, I give up on it. I'm done.
It went in my nose.
Oh, shit.
Give me a week. I'll perfect it.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That's pretty good. I was wondering how this was going to go, how this topic was going to go, because we've talked about Bigfoot so much. Just in passing more than anything, though, right? Mm. Like, it's never been, like, a full-blown topic.
We've only had, I think, a couple of topics, like the, what was it, the Boggy Swamp Monster out of Arkansas, the Skunk Ape.
Which one wore the alligator armor?
I think that was the Skunk Ape one.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. He had a more specific name. I don't remember, but...
Yeah. But he's lumped in with the Skunk Ape type. Okay. But yeah. So we talked on those, but you know, never really just Bigfoot or Sasquatch in general, you know, or did like a backstory or anything like that. You know, we all know Shane has his idea of how it is. So
yeah,
I have the truth.
Damn it, Shane is the truth.
So,
I have a gray locked in my basement. He gave me that information.
Shane, you don't
I
should have
known.
That's the problem with that story. You don't have a basement. Fine, he's in my shed. Is that better?
That's better. It's more realistic.
Listen, how much do you really know somebody, though? Like, we don't know. Shane's got a new shed. So how do we know it doesn't have a bunker in it? Because we know how Shane is.
He said basement, not bunker. There's a difference.
Well,
yeah, I can't announce I have a bunker to the world.
Right.
Well, that's true, too. That's
right.
True, too. So, all right.
You know, everybody's Shane's going to be the guy.
Touche.
Shane keeps grays in his basement.
And I torture them by tickling.
That's fair.
I saw this video about, like, how fucked up tickle torture is. Like, it was actually utilized in the past. But, like, it starts to take a mental toll on you after, like, 3 hours. Bet. And I've never thought about it. So can you imagine being in a medieval dungeon and someone's like, tickle, tickle, tickle? For just 5-6 hours to get information out of you?
Man. I mean, I guess you got, you know, you think about it. When someone does tickle you, you try to get away from being tickled, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're, like, strapped down and can't move and someone's tickling you, yeah, it's funny or you're laughing, but, you know, It's a little torturous. Yeah. Then you pee yourself like 16 times.
Jeez. Damn. I don't know about that.
Well, I mean, for like 3 or 4 hours, you're sitting there getting tickled. I mean, yeah.
Well, I'm glad I'm not ticklish. So, well, I guess I would regret that once I'm chained up and they're like, well, fuck, he's not ticklish. Give me the blades. Let's cut off some pieces.
Pound the flesh. Start flailing. I am ticklish.
I am too. Yeah.
Well, not sure I knew that. I guess we don't run around tickling each other. So.
No.
It's tickle, tickle, tickle.
But now we know what's going to happen on the next camping trip.
Yeah. We're going to figure it out. If you find my tickle spot, it's going to be inappropriate. I'm just kidding. It's on my hips. It's really fucking weird. I'm not kidding about that. Oh, man. Brittany does it all the time. She sticks her hand like in the rim of my underwear, and it fucking gets me every time. I don't know why. And the bottom of my feet. I think everybody, just about most people, are ticklish on the bottom of their feet.
My dad's not. I remember being a kid.
Brittany's not.
Yeah. But I remember being a kid, and we tried to, like, you know, take feathers and stuff, tickle my dad's feet while he's sleeping. And he wouldn't move. No.
I will. I'll kick you in your fucking face.
Oh, I'm sure if, like, anybody, like, while I'm sleeping, they get close to, like, tickle my foot with a feather, they're getting kicked in the face. Like, that's just going to happen. Yeah. And not out of, like, a fight or flight scenario, just reaction from being tickled.
Get the fuck out of here.
Do you think Bigfoot is ticklish with those big feet?
I don't know.
If you watch cartoons, he is.
I was about to say, is that in one of the beef jerky commercials? Like, fucking with Sasquatch?
I don't know, but those are the best commercials, though. For they real. Are. I don't even think they still make them, but man.
They are good commercials, though.
Now he, like, grows out of their back. It's weird. It's like, punk. Unleash your inner Bigfoot, and he's like, and he grows out. What am I just making that shit up?
I don't know. That's weird. That's
I don't know, man. That sounds like it would be a Jacklings commercial, though.
Yeah.
Release your Sasquatch.
That sounds perverted for some reason.
It does.
So you said you're going to talk about this tape, which I chuckle because you kept calling it tape, like we're in the 1980s.
Yeah.
Technically, it is. It's a film. All right. Yes. But it was technically, it is on film. But
okay. Oh, it's been technically digitized. You've never watched the film. You've watched it digital.
Well, yeah, I've seen the digital version of the film. So, and I did grow up in the 80s, so everything's tape. So, well, 90s, but.
Are you filming me? That's what I always like.
Like, no.
I even think we say that sometimes. I know I've said it a couple of times.
Instead of record.
Yeah.
Oh, I just pulled up to look at the video. I didn't see this drone video.
Is it the one of him pooping?
No, so I know the pooping one. Okay, yeah, I'll just share real quick. Sorry, everyone at home.
Yep. You'll have to join our Discord, or not Discord.
Damn. Patreon. Yeah, we ain't got a Discord.
But yeah, looking through this stuff, it's like, man, there's so many videos. And some of them are obviously fake. And I know this has always puzzled me. Why fake a video? Like, what is that?
I mean, you get the, I guess, the fame in a way.
Yeah, that 15 minutes of fame that everybody wants, you know.
Yeah. And I guess people do that with everything. Like the whole staging, you know, homeless gifts and things that they do out there now for TikTok.
Yeah.
It's just so weird.
Yeah.
Well, at least with, like, the homeless gifts and stuff, it's, you know, I guess on a sweeter side, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, well, my problem with that shit is like, you set it up and filmed it, and you're like, oh, look what I did. Like, that doesn't make you a good person.
Yeah, I mean, I don't agree with it. I'm just, you know, I'm saying this is... You see, get more fame from that than catching, you know, like faking Bigfoot.
Yeah, but because Bigfoot's cooler.
Well, yeah, Bigfoot's cooler. I mean, you know, although some of those homeless vets could probably kill us with their pinky, but, you know. But not like, what was I about to say? I don't forgot. Dadgummit.
Don't you love that? Welcome to my brain.
Man, it was like right there too, and I was about to talk about it.
So, go ahead, Shane.
I was gonna say I'd be scared to fake Bigfoot around here. There's so many hillbillies out in the woods just sitting in trees with guns.
They'd shoot you just for the fuck of it. Right? He didn't have orange on. I thought he was a deer.
Look, this is how my mind works, guys. Okay. So I thought Shane said fight Bigfoot around here, and I was thinking, yeah, probably because he's on meth. A methed out Bigfoot.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's our Mississippi version, is meth Bigfoot. Yeah. He'd done stumbled into an abandoned meth lab. He got addicted, and now he goes around and raids meth labs to stock back up. This is a good movie, actually. I'd watch the hell out of this.
Yeah,
man.
They just had cocaine there, so we'll have...
Right. What was it? From my understanding, they blew that movie complete. Because it is based off a true story, but that bear went like 40 feet and died.
Damn. Oh, the actual bear?
Yeah, the actual bear went like 40 feet and died. It didn't just like...
Damn.
I'm actually writing down meth Bigfoot. I'm going to do something with that.
Man.
Next episode.
Shane's own story. I'm down to get a camera. Let's do a script, Shane, and let's... could film that.
Only if we find a real Sasquatch.
What are we going to do? Give the real Sasquatch meth?
Yes.
That's how we die. That's how I die.
I think that's how both of y'all die.
That's how all three of us die. That's just like, look.
But Shane, not go ahead a good and get idea. Across the street with the neighbors. I know you might be able to get it easily there.
Like, I need 10 pounds of meth. What? I'm sure Sasquatch needs a lot.
Damn.
Well, I mean, though, what about his tolerance level? Like, he's probably taking like hallucinogen plants, you know.
Yeah, but those are different. I think maybe one's an upper, one's like I'm going to a different universe.
Yeah, well,
I don't know what that actually does, but. But on a topic of not drugs, do you think, like, because we've talked about 411 episode or 411 cases where, like, children and stuff go missing and they talk about a hairy creature or something of that nature taking care of them in the woods?
Mm.
Do you think that might be what is doing it? Or is it some motherly animal, like, oh, this is a child, because animals have that instinct.
Yeah. I really don't see like a bear. I don't really see like a bear doing something like that. I'm not saying it's not impossible. I mean,
right.
But
I think it's more likely to eat the child, honestly.
Yeah. Especially like if it was a adult male bear, they've been known to like kill cubs. So I just don't see it doing like.
Whoa.
I froze. Timestamp that.
Oh, did you? Okay.
I need to timestamp it. What was it? 58 minutes and 16 seconds.
Okay. I'll just fix it later. I think we're probably close enough to the end of this.
Yeah. But it also goes into, like, the kids disappearing with the Uraule, you know, where one tell of that is it's kids that went into the woods and got lost and they turned into the Uraule. So what if it's that concept and they're protecting these kids to make sure they're found, you know, so they don't turn into the Uraule?
Yeah, I could see that. That would be weird, though. You never hear about, like, tiny Sasquatches or tiny, tiny Bigfoots. They're always big, adult-sized.
Well, I don't know.
Unless, didn't we talk about a guy that, like, fought a family of four? I don't know what he fought.
No. That was, and I believe it not to be true. Because he saw a family of Bigfeet. I don't know how you do the plural. Sasquatches, okay? fight a dog man.
Oh, yeah. That's what it was.
Yes. And he also, apparently, a couple months before, while hunting, and I think it was in Mississippi or somewhere, saw two dog men fight each other. And then that dog man is the one, you know, one was like a black and the other one was like a brown, and the black one killed the brown one, and then the black one showed up at his, like, resort and fought, or not resort, his cabin, and fought a family of Bigfoot. Man. So.
There's just a whole ass cryptid fight club going on, man.
Yeah.
Right? That's why I'm like, that, I can't get behind that. That's just weird.
Show me video evidence and I might believe right? you.
Like, how do you sit there and watch this whole epic fight go on and, like, nothing? Like,
right. He must have had one of those old flip phones with no camera.
Man. You have some trail cams. Come on.
Right.
You telling me you ain't got trail cams in your hunting area?
Yeah.
I'm not saying this dude was legit at all, but I could imagine forgetting to record something like that if you were actually literally seeing that go down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be quite intense. Yeah. I always forget not everybody's like.
I don't know. Maybe it's just people out in the wild, like, or not, like, in urban areas, we just don't pull out all our phones and record things like that. Because I tell you what, in living close to Memphis, every time something bad happens, everybody's recording it, like, right when it happens. So I feel like an epic. We just need to get urbanites out into the woods to find Bigfoot fighting Dogman. Be yelling like World Star? Is that still a thing?
Yeah, maybe.
What? I don't even know what that is.
Everybody would yell that when they would fight, and everybody was fighting.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Oh, yeah. Okay.
I don't know.
But I guess we can do some closing thoughts, even though I know what Shane's already thinking.
Yeah.
So we'll start with you, Josh.
Bigfoot's is real.
The end.
There's just too much evidence, man. There is. Like, actual legitimate, I feel is legitimate evidence.
Yeah.
As funny as it is, the one that is seemingly stopping and taking a poop does seem to be pretty... You know, or the one that looks like it picks up a fucking tree and walks away with it. That one got me. I'm like, I could see it.
He just needed to throw an extra log on the fire. Okay?
Yeah, an entire redwood. But yeah, I mean, I've always believed that Bigfoot was a real creature. Yeah, and it's cool to think if that story is true about how humans were created, that he had something to do with that, is just that much better. It's that much cooler to me, you know? But that's my final thoughts. Bigfoot's real. He created humans with the grays.
Stole Shane's idea.
Yeah.
Shane, go ahead.
Well, I think Bigfoot's fake, and it's just a bunch of gorillas walking around. And
what a twist!
No, definitely with Josh. They're absolutely real. No matter what their names, Sasquatch, Yeti, Bigfoot. I'm not going to say any others. absolutely are. I do like that story. Not to get all ancient aliens on us, but, you know, the indigenous people of our country have a lot of old connections to aliens. And hearing that story, I'm like, that could be something. Even if it has been changed, and let's go to the prison planet theory, and it wasn't that we were created, but that the Sasquatch was our, like, guide, our, what do they call, the warden, and herded us off the spaceship into the prison planet, and they stay here to keep us controlled. So that does make me think a little bit what their role is. But I still, at the end of the day, think they were some sort of genetic experiment from the Greys. But maybe they served a different purpose at the beginning. And still don't know. You know, maybe they are our protectors, or maybe they are the kidnappers of man to bring us to the Greys for more experimentation. And I say that, I'm like, so many of the cryptids, I'm starting to say, are Grey experiments.
it makes too much sense.
Yeah, I'm going to keep rolling with it. I'm going to join the crazy side of ancient aliens guy. I'm going to start having my hair up. And...
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Well, I think my take is, I believe Bigfoot exists, and I don't think of him as an alien or anything like that. I take the more contemporary approach, and reading some of these stories, like the Uraui, which I keep mispronouncing throughout this episode. you know, them being kids that got lost in the woods and turned into the Uraule. That was a new take I've never really thought about. And then the one of Bigfoot, or a version of the Uraule, I guess, taking kids and from home or from the woods, snatching them. The violent kind. I can't wait to do the episode on Slothman for y'all, so we can talk about the ninja Bigfoot. I like to think that, you know, even if we don't see Bigfoot like all the time and all these pictures and stuff like that, like I like the idea that something is out there, that is closer to us, maybe. And it's mixed in with all these stories and stuff. Like, I just can't not believe it. So, but that's my take. And yeah. So, and with that being said, I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. Again, dedicating this episode to my father-in-law, Jimmy Bear Jones, and he will be greatly missed, and I know I will miss all the times we had conversations about, you know, not even just the paranormal, but everything else and all that. And so it's hard for me to talk about. But that being said, check out our Patreon so you can see the cave drawings that I put up for Shane and Josh to see. Check out that video if you want to see that video of the Sasquatch walking through the woods from drone. Check out our Etsy shop, buy some cool merch, it helps us out. And check us out on all social medias and on YouTube, where we have some investigations. We even go hunting for the dog man. So, and as always, tell us what you think.